Welcome to ASME TechCast, bringing you the innovators, the innovations, and the issues that push the envelope of engineering. Hello, this is John Kozowatz, Senior Editor at Mechanical Engineering Magazine and ASME.org. Today we are talking with Jordan Lauber from Trimble about a product that Trimble is developing in collaboration with Microsoft. Adapting HoloLens technology with Trimble's version of mixed reality and incorporating that into a hard hat for use in the field. Jordan is Trimble's portfolio manager for mixed reality. Welcome, Jordan, and thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, John. Good morning.
So let's start at the beginning. This hard hat is the second iteration of a product. Tell us a little bit about the background, how it came to be, and what the second version promises over the first.
If we want to go all the way back, Trimble actually patented what they called a virtual reality hard hat in 1997. So about 5 years ago, but between, I guess, 1997 and 2014, there's obviously a lot of advancements in many different types of technology, and especially in the field of mixed reality, with the first generation HoloLens, the folks at Trimble really identified that as the first device that was close to market ready. So around that time, we started a collaboration with Microsoft. Since then, and especially in my role, we've started to turn our focus a little bit more towards the in-the-field workflows. And from that has kind of built the new application, which is Trimble Connect for HoloLens. So whereas our SketchUp application is kind of aimed at the architect and the owner persona for design review and sharing within an office environment, Trimble Connect kind of promises to take that same information, whether it's SketchUp or Revit or Beckley or Tekla data, and actually take it out to the construction site for your general contractors, your mechanical contractors and plumbers and electricians and whatnot, to actually use it in context and in a true meaning of mixed reality. And the beauty of the first generation HoloLens, if you can kind of picture its form factor, is it's a bit of a horseshoe shape. And the nice thing about that is it allowed us to essentially create some mounting clips up into kind of a standard MSA hard hat. And because of that horseshoe being open at the back, the kind of standard ratchet suspension of the hard hat could still function as normal. And the market reception was enormous. We sold probably twice as many as we had originally planned on. And really just validated our idea of using mixed reality, not only on a construction site, but in oil and gas, mining, and some other industries. And so that just kind of naturally progressed into HoloLens 2. Microsoft on their side kind of had this desire to build what they're calling the HoloLens customization program, where other partner companies can essentially OEM components of the HoloLens 2 and build it into their own form factors. And so we jumped on that right away and started designing essentially our Gen 2 HoloLens hard hat, which in this case is a much more integrated device. It's not an off-the-shelf HoloLens 2 clipped up into a hard hat. It's actually, from the factory, a completely different device. It has the same capabilities of the HoloLens 2 device, but built into an accessory form factor that allows it to clip into that same MSA hard hat for field use.
What platform does it use? And again, and how does a user operate it?
Trimble has a couple different pieces of software running on the HoloLens 2, HoloLens 1, HoloLens 2, XR10. I noted the SketchUp application running on HoloLens, and the kind of target device for that will be the HoloLens 2 as it's more of an in-office workflow. And then the XR10, it's a Windows 10 device. I tell people that are new to the device that it's really no different than your Windows 10, Surface or Dell PC, just in a very different form factor in the way that it feeds you information. But if you were to want to use an XR10 for on-site construction, it really is as simple as purchasing an XR10, kind of doing the out-of-box experience the same way as you would on a standard PC, going into the App Store and downloading the application, being Trimble Connect.
So how does a user, how does someone operate it in the field?
So this is somewhere where HoloLens 2 and XR10 has really changed the game and has introduced some new technology that's not really seen anywhere else within the head-mounted display arena. So with HoloLens 2, Microsoft has actually added a new depth sensor to the front of the device among its many other sensors. And that sensor is dedicated to tracking your hands in front of the device. And at all times, at a very high frame rate, it's tracking 25 different points of articulation on each hand. And when you put on the HoloLens 2 for the first time, one of the first things you'll notice is, in a similar way that the HoloLens 1 showed a mesh of your environment as it mapped your environment, HoloLens 2 is also showing that same mesh overlaid on your hands. And so it's kind of this weird feeling when you move your hands around. You have a digital representation of your hands at the same time. But what that mapping is allowing it to do is provide a more human-like interaction with the data. Whereas with the first HoloLens, I would do this kind of long-range snipe air tap. Now my menu is right in front of me, and I literally stick my finger right through it to tick on buttons. And if I want to scroll a panel, I just kind of put an open palm on it and scroll up and down like I would on my phone. And then looking at holograms, for example, you can stick two hands inside of a hologram. Let's say it's a Tekla model. You can pull your hands apart and make the model larger. You can rotate it around. You can move it around.
How much of these improvements were customer-driven or specifically requested?
Almost everything. One of the main ones that stuck out, of course, was the field of view. On the first HoloLens, you were kind of looking through this kind of small window into the augmented reality world. In the HoloLens 2, Microsoft invented a completely new display technology. It's completely different from the first generation, and it's allowed them to double the field of view area while maintaining the same resolution and actually increasing the brightness on the device. Another big gripe was the kind of non-human interaction of the AirTap that I noted before. And another being kind of the comfort of the device. And while the device is only very slightly lighter, it is significantly more comfortable in that the weight is better distributed across the head. And little things as well, like the front visor on the new HoloLens as well as the XR10 can flip up out of the way. But the real challenge, I think, was just how do you redesign user interfaces? You know, we've gone decades designing software packages for phones and computers, and now we have this environment that, you know, used to be kind of just a 2D panel, and now is literally just infinite. It's a 360-degree, three-dimensional environment. And so even little things like, you know, how do you make it so that a user's menu is always accessible to them, but also not bugging them in front of their field of view as they move around? How do you make it so that a user can accurately take a measurement on a model when they, you know, they're kind of pointing with their head? Those are kind of the main things that stick out, is, you know, that learning curve of getting into HoloLens isn't that difficult. But the learning curve of, say, for example, someone who's very used to using SketchUp, now coming and using SketchUp in a 3D, a mixed reality SketchUp, of course, 3D, but in a true 3D mixed reality environment, that is somewhere where, you know, we really had to hire some top minds around UI UX and discover, okay, what's the trick to really getting it to sink in? And of course, it's an evolving topic.
This is specifically targeted toward construction work, I guess, but it certainly can be used in other markets. Where can it be as successfully exploited?
Of course, our main focus on the software side is in building its construction. With that said, we are engaging with a lot of other industries on the hardware specifically. Those that stick out, manufacturing is a huge one. Oil and gas, mining. We know that in AEC, we're facing a labor shortage for skilled workers and moving into the future. This ability to empower that frontline worker to do their jobs better by, mapping this digital information directly onto the work that's to be done, and letting the more skilled worker sit back in the office and phone in as needed, I really think is going to transform the way that work is done in those environments.
And finally, when is this going to be available?
What we can say is later this year, it will be here in 2019.
Thanks very much, Jordan, for talking with us today. Again, Jordan Lawver is Portfolio Manager for Mixed Reality with Trimble. This is John Kozowatz again for Mechanical Engineering Magazine and ASME.org. Thanks to everyone for listening. You can find other episodes of ASME TechCast on SoundCloud and Stitcher.